Imprisonment is an issue that has plagued the UK for many years, and it's not going away anytime soon. Only behind Scotland, England and Wales have the highest imprisonment rate in Western Europe, and since 1990, the prison population has almost doubled. According to numbers from the Minister of Justice, around 80% of all crime is reoffences. But prison leavers employed within 6 weeks after release had a reoffending rate about half of those out of work. It is therefore crucial that released inmates find a way to reintegrate into society in order to break cycles of crime. Yet, prison leavers are struggling to find employment post-release, especially in the Northeast. This is Beyond Bars, an audio documentary about the issue of unemployment among released prisoners and the challenges convicts face while reintegrating into society upon release. Imprisonment is an inherently complex subject matter. The justice system is supposed to both punish wrongdoing, but also rehabilitate destructive behavior, and for years, the British public have been demanding more. In a YouGov poll, only 8% believed the prison system prepares inmates for life without crime after release. And in a separate poll, 73% expressed that they either have no confidence at all, or not very much confidence in the UK prison service. To combat the issue of unemployment and reoffences, the Ministry of Justice rolled out the Regional Employment Councils in January of last year. This is the replacement of the Employment Advisory Boards, and for the first time, probation, prisons, the Department for Work and Pensions, and local businesses are brought together under one umbrella. They believe the initiative will play a crucial role in the government's mission to make streets safer by tackling reoffending. Alongside the MOJ, organizations like Breakthrough provide job training for marginalized and underserved communities. They say that it's not only qualifications that affect prison leavers' employability.
Socialization plays a huge role in people's ability to thrive post-release. As a prison leaver or a person with a criminal record, you must be palatable to employers. If you have tattoos on your face and have been addicted to Class A drugs for a substantial period of your life, it can be difficult to find belonging or acceptance from traditional employers.
They insist that there's a need to scale initiatives in order to avoid regional disparities, while acknowledging that there have been recent improvements in how this issue is treated.
It's better addressed today than previously, but there's a long way to go to ensure the right amount of financial resources allocated towards this issue. It can only be properly addressed from a systemic level. While there are pockets of great practice, until this is scaled nationally, it will remain a postcode lottery.
When asked, the Ministry of Justice did not provide a response to this quote. While certain regions have shown promising numbers, the Northeast in particular consistently have the lowest post-release employment rates in the country. In 2025, only 13% of prison leavers in the Northeast were employed 6 weeks after release. After 6 months, that number was 20.8%. To put that into perspective, in Greater Manchester, more than half of released inmates are employed within 6 months of release. The Morpeth-based charity The Oswin Project have been in the trenches of the Northeast for years and work proactively inside jails like HMP Northumberland to prevent the cliff edge of release.
We begin working with people while they are still in custody. We run our own enterprises inside HMP Northumberland. This builds what we call the bridge of opportunity from prison to the community.
They confirm what the numbers indicate. The Northeast presents a unique set of challenges, both socially and in terms of the job market and local infrastructure.
The region has significantly fewer entry-level opportunities. It's a combination of higher poverty, health needs, and housing instability. Transport barriers in Northumberland are a major factor. Employer caution and stigma simply mean prison leavers here face steeper barriers than elsewhere.
England and Wales are at the forefront of Western Europe in terms of locking up criminals. Yet the vast majority of crime is committed by those already supposed to have been corrected. The system is efficient at incarceration, but it's failing at rehabilitation. This has been Peter Lofsitnestrom for Beyond Bars, an audio documentary.